acting Minister of Health over the weekend was asked, because particularly because of the FDA decision on the J&J vaccines and the destruction of the 2 million doses in the Gqeberha plant of Aspen. And she said, we must look elsewhere. We must look at the Chinese and the Russian vaccines. And there's a lot of politics around this. And there are politics in those who say, there's no way I want the Chinese and the Russian or the Russian vaccine in my arm, thank you very much, because there is an instinctive, stereotypical, prejudicial belief that if it comes from Russia and China, it must be bad. On the other hand, there are the likes of the EFF and others who say, why are we getting our vaccines from the exploitative West? Why aren't we going to our comrades in arms in China and Russia? Try and strip the politics out of it. Professor Helmut Reuter, executive head of the Department of Medicine at Stellenbosch University. Helmut, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to the listeners.
What has been published which gives confidence or doesn't give confidence about the safety and efficacy of the Russian and Chinese vaccines?
Okay, so I think I don't have access to everything that's published, but what I have seen, I'll start with the Russian vaccine, the Sputnik vaccine. The Sputnik vaccine is in many ways similar to the J&J. It also is based on adenovirus vector. The efficacy data of an interim analysis was published in a well-respected medical journal, The Lancet, I think about February of this year. And it showed a 91% efficacy. The data has subsequently been criticized by a number of scientists, and there has been some confusion about some of the data, some inconsistencies in the additional data set published in The Lancet, and very little clearing up of the questions asked about the data. I think some of the concerns were that across various age bands, the vaccine seemed to be equally effective, which is not something which one would always expect. There were very little side effects reported. And at this stage, this has not been approved by the EMA, but it's widely used in other countries. I think it's used in probably about 80 countries without raising too many flags from those countries. So I think in terms of data, there's not very evident, strong data to be supported by FDA or EMA reviews. It's currently still on rolling review by SAHPRA, our own regulator. But in countries where it has been used, I have not picked up that there's been a major concern about side effects. Efficacy is less easy to determine from those sets. So I think we generally get an idea about safety post-clinical trials, whereas efficacy, one needs to know exactly what one is looking at, who was really positive, how was positivity tested, and what was the event rate thereafter. In terms of the Chinese data, less clear, less published. There are basically two big groups, Sinovac, Sinopharm. I think the one that we're looking at is Sinopharm, which is the government-sponsored public entity. They're developing two different vaccines, both through phase 3 studies, and they're basically looking at an inactivated virus. So inactivated virus is a culture, the COVID virus, and then inactivated by chemicals so that it cannot cause the disease, but that it can still elicit an immune response. And I think the data published on these Sinopharm vaccines is still lacking. So I really can't say with much confidence that there's strong data for efficacy, but again, there's not strong data in terms of safety concerns.
Do you have confidence that SAHPRA will make a decision on the Chinese and Russian vaccines that they're looking at without political pressure? Without, I mean, I'm sure that there are people in government, I don't know how many, and there certainly are people in the political opposition and civic society that feel an ideological bond with Russia and China that they don't feel with the West. Do you believe that SAHPRA will make its decisions?
I feel confident about the SAHPRA process. I've said that before. I think they're very good people who are doing these reviews. I know that Sputnik is definitely part of a revolving review. They're still looking for data. I think they're also looking for some data that they haven't received yet. And I think it's the same data that has been questioned by some of the scientists who wrote a letter to The Lancet. In terms of the Chinese vaccines, I'm not sure what the status is and whether there is actually a review happening by SAHPRA. I know it was planned, but I'm not aware that it's actually happening, which does not mean that it doesn't. But there again, the same. I think they will go very much through the process, look at all the data, and will make sure that there's adequate safety as well as efficacy data before they will approve it for use in South Africa.
Perhaps this is an unfair question, but I'm going to ask it anyway, and you can duck it or answer it or whatever. At the moment, if you were offered either the Sputnik or one of the Chinese vaccines, would you say yes? Would you say no?
If I had no other choice, I would take it. I've had friends and colleagues in Namibia who had this option, also a colleague in Zimbabwe, and I've told them, look, if you can't get anything else, from the data I've seen, this is better than not being vaccinated. But then, you know, I'm very much pro-vaccination. I do believe it's the most important tool we have in combating this together with public health measures. So I think the technology used for these virus vaccines looks credible to me. And I would rather have one of these two vaccines than no vaccine at all. But I would rather have Johnson & Johnson or Pfizer if I could choose between the four.
And if SAHPRA comes out with information which is more positive than you have to your, available to you at the moment, would you change if SAHPRA says that it is as safe and pretty damn close to as effective as Pfizer and J&J? Would that change your mind?
Yeah, I would try to get actually hold of the data and on what this is based. I mean, I do have access to that through people who work in SAHPRA, to some degree at least. So I trust the process. I'm very clear on that. If this comes out of SAHPRA, I would be pretty happy to change my mind and say there seems to be less side effects. But I would again monitor and then change my mind again if more valuable information would be published.
Fair enough. Thank you very much to Professor Helmut Reuter, Executive Head of the Department of Medicine at Stellenbosch University.